From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Today is the third and final day of arguments over the health care law before the Supreme Court. Today, attorneys will argue for and against an expansion of Medicaid that states would have to accept if they wanted to continue offering Medicaid coverage at all. The court must also consider how much of the health care law would survive, depending on how the high court rules on the so-called mandate, the requirement that Americans maintain health coverage. We checked in with NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg for a quick look at the possibilities and perspectives.
If the requirement that people maintain health coverage fails, does the entire health care law go down?
There's more to the question than that. If the mandate fails, will the whole law go down, or what parts of it in addition will go down? Now, the federal government says the only part that should go down is the part that guarantees that there is no discrimination based on previous medical condition, and then another part that guarantees sort of equal low rates for everybody, that would have to go down. But there are hundreds and hundreds of other provisions that the government says would stay standing. The challengers say the whole thing is like a jigsaw puzzle, and if you take out a piece of the puzzle, the whole thing crumbles.
And that's NPR's Nina Totenberg. The Arab summit is underway in Iraq's capital, Baghdad, for the first time in decades. NPR's Kelly McEverich reports Arab foreign ministers are expected to debate a resolution on Syria today.
This week marks the first time since 1990 that Iraq has hosted the Arab League summit. Iraqi officials have spent $500 million sprucing up and securing the capital. High on the agenda is the situation in Syria, where violence continues despite calls by the United Nations and the Arab League for a ceasefire. The League is expected to call for a political transition in Syria, but Iraqi officials say it will stop short of calling for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down. The capital so far has been relatively quiet. One suicide bomber killed a policeman and injured two others at a checkpoint yesterday. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
Passengers and crew on a JetBlue plane from New York to Las Vegas report the pilot started behaving erratically, shouting about a bomb, and was locked out of the cockpit as the crew asked customers for help. Grant Heppes was a passenger.
We heard the co-pilot say over the loudspeaker to not let him in, referring to that employee who was actually the pilot. And then stewardesses were asking somebody to restrain him.
The flight was diverted safely to Amarillo, Texas. The pilot hospitalized. Los Angeles Dodgers owner Frank McCourt says he plans to sell his bankrupt team for $2 billion. That would be a record for a North American sports franchise. The buyer is a group that includes former Lakers star Magic Johnson and former Washington Nationals president Stan Kasten. This is NPR News. The parents of the slain Florida teenager Trayvon Martin have now been to Capitol Hill. NPR's Tamara Keith reports some members of Congress are calling for an arrest in the young man's death.
The Neighborhood Watch volunteer, George Zimmerman, says he shot Martin last month in self-defense. But several members of Congress who spoke at a Capitol Hill forum sponsored by Democrats from the House Judiciary Committee argued he should be arrested. Martin's parents, Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin, sat in the front row and spoke briefly when asked to come up to the witness table.
I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for the support.
He sadly missed and will continue to fight for justice for him.
State investigators are still looking into the case. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
This year's women's Final Four in the NCAA Division I basketball tournament features a power quartet. NPR's Tom Goldman reports that for only the second time in the tournament's history, the group contains four number one seeds.
19.25 points. That's the average margin of victory for Baylor, Stanford, Connecticut, and Notre Dame in the games that got them to this weekend's Women's Final Four in Denver. Notre Dame qualified by thumping Maryland 80-49 last night. Guard Skylar Diggins led the Irish with 22 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds. Notre Dame will play UConn in one national semifinal. Connecticut made the Final Four for the fifth straight year by beating Kentucky yesterday. The other semifinal in Denver will match Stanford in its fifth straight Final Four against undefeated Baylor, which is trying to become the first team to win 40 games in a season. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.